clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. And oh my God, I am so stuffed. Thanksgiving was Thursday, as I mean, everybody's aware of that, right?
Did everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Fabulous. Elliot is in the house.
I just got back from a six-day getaway.
I actually went on vacation for six days. It's hard to believe you took a vacation. Did you leave your cell phone at home? No.
No.
Did you leave your laptop at home? No.
Nope.
You still did business.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you.
Yeah.
Worked yourself to death. It's good.
I ate myself to death.
Oh,
did everybody else go into a food coma?
I'm still in it.
I know, right?
I'm still in a food coma. My daughter, every holiday she makes a different dessert. And she made a chocolate cheesecake with a caramel sauce. And it had a walnut crust. It was so incredible. It wasn't even really sweet. It was like heaven every bite. So needless to say, I gained 10 pounds.
So you're telling me I can go find that item at the Ritz-Carlton on their dessert menu?
No, come to our house and you can.
I was giving it props. I know it was good.
I know it was so good. Amanda's the best, the absolute best baker. That's my daughter, of course. And we had fun. We had a lot of fun. What about you guys? I have two guests here in the house and we have Jay Hunter of Green Cure Capital, which is a cannabis business management. You do cannabis?
Cannabis Business Management Consulting.
Oh my God, you have a lot of things going. And our other new friend is Glenn Castle. And I remember your name because I wanted to say Cassell because it looks like that's how it's pronounced, but it was Castle. So that's how I remember your name.
You can call me anything you want. Just call me.
What do you want me to call you, honey?
Honey works.
Honey works. Okay, yeah. I like that. Anyway, Jay is going to tell us five reasons your legal cannabis business is not getting funded.
Well, hello, this is Jay. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Patty, for having me on the show.
Wait a minute. We're going to do that a little bit later. Okay. I just wanted to...
They call her Pop Patty, okay? Yeah, Pop
Patty. I just wanted to screw with you.
Literally.
Anyway.
I thought it was Patty Cakes.
It's Patty Cakes.
I call her Pop Patty.
I don't know who... Jay is Green Cure Capital. And Glenn is... What's the name of your company? Oh.
Seven Points Management.
Oh. Great card. 7 points. And it's one of those... it's green. If you look at it, it looks gray or black. And then, what is it? What do they call it?
It's a metallic ink.
A metallic ink. Yep. It's really beautiful. It's green.
Yep.
It's a pot green.
It's a pot green.
And that's what I like about it. It's a pot green. So both of these guys here are going to tell you people how to get it together in the cannabis business. But first, we're going to talk about some local current news. Did anybody... hear the latest, I'm sure, about the new wedding that's going to take place in May of 2018. Come on.
Oh my God. The royal wedding?
Jen.
Yes.
Can you escape it?
The royal wedding.
You can't escape it.
No. I will be glued. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I watched every...
I'll be glad when it's over.
Oh. Wait a minute.
I'm already tired of it.
Wait a minute. First of all...
I turned on the news.
It doesn't matter.
And the pictures and...
They're both beautiful people.
I think they're like my kids.
I want to go.
Patty, how am I supposed to know that the engagement was over baked chicken?
They don't lie.
No,
I'm sorry.
Because no matter what channel I turned it on, they were talking about, our engagement was over baked chicken.
He proposed to her while they were having a dinner.
Baked chicken.
He baked a chicken. Listen, he's a guy that's probably all he could do is roast a fucking chicken. I mean, come on.
Yep.
You stick it in the oven and you put some potatoes and carrots. English food sucks.
Oh, man.
I mean, the desserts are great, but English food, if anybody's been to England.
Yeah, no spice.
You know what? You know what is even funnier, what I just thought about, was the main headline. And I remember Dan Rather saying this yesterday was... she is divorced and biracial.
Yeah.
And they kept saying that. And I was just like, oh, well, they're just... Wait a minute. Damn.
But when you think about
it. She's pretty. She's cool. He likes her. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like that, then fuck think off. You're not in the relationship.
We're talking about the monarchy and these stiff. Do you know how stiff those people are?
Is that a sexual comment?
Change of the times.
Sexual. I like him. He goes right to sex.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was when I first saw them dating. I watched her on Suits. I loved her. I mean, I watched the series. I don't know if any of you've watched it. Probably not.
Nope.
But that's what she was in, and she was great. It was a really good series. And when they first started dating, I thought, wow, I wonder if this is going to get serious, because I thought she's divorced. You know, they can't. The biggest thing was. She was married and divorced, and she's a fucking American.
She has a lot going against her.
She had a lot going against her. And then the biracial thing, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. But you know what? I got to know her. I love her. I think she is the best thing for him. They're so sweet together. Please invite me to your wedding. I'll bring a present. I want to go so badly. I love them.
It'll be on the news. You won't escape it.
I know, but I want to be there. Anyway.
You know, maybe your daughter can make a cake for him.
That's what they need. That's what they
need.
Do you think with a little bit of THC in.
Do you think we should do a pot cake for them?
Yes, absolutely.
I bet they smoke pot.
I bet you're right.
I'm not
surprised. They won't admit it.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if your grandmother's the queen, what are you going to do? They're so proper.
Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Who's going to what?
Who's going to stop them?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Have you ever heard of any of the royals involved with pot?
They are.
I mean, has anybody heard anything or read anything?
Do they have any dispensaries in London?
Is it legal there?
I don't think so.
Okay, Elliot's on that. Yeah, Elliot's going to look it up.
Give me 30 seconds.
While he's looking that up, the Cleveland Browns wide receiver admitted to dealing drugs during his college days at Baylor.
Whoa.
He did an interview with Sports Illustrated and what's his name? Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
And he admitted it. Listen to this. He made upward, and this is little, of $10,000 per month selling it in cities around the state of Texas, including Dallas and Austin. So he said, but is that, was he selling pot? He said dealing drugs. Does anybody know if that's, oh yeah, 6 pounds. Okay. He would receive up to 6 pounds of marijuana each week through the mail. And he estimated he made upward of $10,000 per month.
Well, there was a reason why he was doing that. He had to pay some bills. He had to pay his rent.
Did he say the same thing. Who cares?
Did he say he had a scholarship or was he paying his books? College is expensive.
He has been suspended for the past 2 years due to multiple violations. And this is the fucking problem. These football players have so many injuries. They don't need to be on opioids. And they've come out. And I mean... Who was Marvin Washington on our show, or did I see him somewhere? He supports pot, medical marijuana, whatever. And, you know, they're saying that a lot of these football players are using cannabis instead of opioids. What is wrong with that?
We were just having that conversation this morning about NFL players, and it's really... We agree 100% because it's a violent game. It's gotten violent, more violent.
Right.
And, you know, it's okay to get the script pad out and write all these narcotics for these guys. But heaven forbid they get caught with cannabis and they make headline news. It's
right.
Crazy.
Right. They've done the same thing with the veterans.
Sports figures
and the veterans. That's all they've done is feed them opioids. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. It's coming out now. And I think that it's getting enough notice where, you know, people are talking about it and hopefully doing something about it.
Yeah. I actually have a friend who was a sniper overseas, came back with PTSD. I think he said he had 13 opioid prescriptions, became an alcoholic, and he was going down the wrong hole. He realized he needed to do something to change his life, and he researched it, got a strain of medical marijuana.
And when was this?
This was about 6 years ago.
Wow. Is he local?
He's up in Oregon.
Okay.
And he actually started an organization called the Battlefield Foundation.
Oh,
and
okay.
They actually work with veterans. They try and help them get off of opioids. And,
right.
And then once they get their life together, they help them find a job.
Yeah.
Oftentimes in the cannabis industry.
Yes.
Which is
and
awesome.
we have a group that we work with also, and it's called OCC. Is it
Operation
Compassionate Care. And what they do is they teach the veterans how to grow their own cannabis. And they provide them with all the tools and equipment. And they guide them through the process. And then they have their own, because they're a 501(c) or whatever it is, mm-hmm. they can't touch pot and they don't touch it. So, I think it's great. It's really great. They were on the show. They're on the show often because nice. I like to get them as much visibility, because the more and more people that know about them, the more people that we get help out there that need help.
Okay, so I got something new for news.
Go.
This is the little segment called Normal News. Now, there's five stories, but
wait,
there's only one that I care about this week. I'll read it real quick, all right?
Okay.
Connecticut Normal to co-host gubernatorial debate.
Who?
The Connecticut State Chapter of Normal and the Yale University wow. branch of the group Students of Sensible Drug Policy will co-host the inaugural gubernatorial candidate debate of the 2018 governor's race. Candidates will be asked to weigh in on questions specific to adult use of marijuana legalization, criminal justice reform, hemp production,
wow.
and the state's current medical marijuana program, amongst other issues. Confirmed to appear at the event are the mayor, Dan Drew, former state senator, Jonathan Harris, and a list of other people. And it's going
when?
On tonight.
Oh.
Tonight.
Or is it going to be live streamed? Do you know?
It starts at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if it's live stream or
and
not.
And that's East Coast time.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's in half an hour.
Yep. Turn on your TV.
Well, I think that's great, though. I mean, who is participating in it? Is it just the students? Or are they going to have, like, people on the panel that are going to say, well, we don't want this in our city because you're all stoners? Does it say who the people are?
I'm looking through it now.
Well, that would be interesting. But I think this is something that all shitties. Well, they are pretty shitty. I must say that right now Huntington Beach is very shitty because they have a ban. Anyway, I think this is what cities should do.
Well, as do most Orange County cities, it was just easier to ban it than to come up with regulations. But that, I think, will change in the next 12 to 24 months.
Why do you say that?
Because it's all about the money. I mean, there's some cities.
I know, Glenn. It is all about the money.
The beach cities.
They don't need the money.
They don't need the money. But you go into like Lake Forest, maybe Mission Viejo, I could see them allowing it, you mm-hmm. know, in a mm-hmm. regulated manner.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they could definitely use the money.
And that's the reason why Huntington Beach has a ban. They don't really care. But what I say to them, you don't care about your seniors and your veterans and people that need it? You know, where are they going? And that's what pisses me off about these cities. They don't really care. Only because they haven't done their due diligence and they're still scared. And they still have reefer madness and they don't want to deal with it.
Right.
But as you said, there were a lot of cities in Oregon, Washington State, and Colorado that did ban. And now they're reviewing it and they're joining in on the money, because that's what they're saying. They're looking at all these cities that are making a lot of money and how it's improving their cities, whether it's the college, the homeless situation, the veterans. I mean, I don't know which city it is. They're building a hotel or a veterans home. I mean, look what these people are doing. They're doing all good stuff.
That's great. And from what I understand, DUIs are down in Colorado.
Yes. And, good point.
And also, while the rest of the country is having a lot of issues with opioid overdose, it's actually down in Colorado.
That's right.
Yeah, I think they were down like 6% or something in the last year. So, obviously, people have made the switch from the opioids to the cannabis, and it's having, I believe, a very positive effect.
Does anybody have anything else that they want to talk about current?
Yeah, regarding hemp. More hemp. Hemp, 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 hemp.
Where?
Lawmakers unanimously approve Hemp Research Act.
Oh, where's this?
Members of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate have unanimously approved legislation, Bill number 119, so Senate Bill 119, thank you very much, to establish the sponsored pilot program to study the growth, cultivation, and marketing of industrial hemp. The measure now awaits final approval from Republican Governor Scott Walker. But the problem is, I don't know if Scott Walker is pro or against hemp. I'll research that.
Well, if Scott thinks you can smoke it, I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to knock him because
we're not going to knock him because we don't know. That's great news.
Yeah,
that's really, really good news. Anything else that you want to add, Al?
No, that's it.
Anything? Any other normal news?
No.
Hey, I say let the mayhem begin. Or shall I say?
I mean, there's a lot
the
of
the war
other news.
At Walmart.
Don't get me wrong.
Shopping.
There's a lot of other news, but I read them and I feel like it's like no duh, you know?
Yeah.
Like marijuana use associated with decrease no, in hospital mortality.
Yeah.
Heart failure patients. No
yeah,
duh.
It's you know, stupid like, shit. I'd rather talk about the mayhem. I don't want to give people stupid shit. I want to talk about the shopping mayhem and people are shooting and killing each other shopping.
Where?
Well, Black Friday began.
Who died on Black Friday?
One person was shot outside a Missouri mall as hordes of shoppers fought each other for Black Friday deals. Now, what were they fighting over in Missouri? Like tube socks or what? I mean, come on. Why would people fight over shit?
Well, here's the thing. Missouri is a, you can legally
watch what
carry.
You say.
You can legally carry a gun in Missouri. So you just probably pissed off the wrong person and him or
See?
Her was
well,
like,
well, that's
yeah,
the other side of the, people think you should carry guns. If you piss off the wrong redneck, then you're going to get killed.
Especially if he's been drinking.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Please.
Was he drunk?
Who knows?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't say. wait a minute. A brawl broke out in an Alabama mall, leaving medics to attend to an injured man as the store shut its doors.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
How could these people be so stupid? I mean, what mentality does that? I'm not going to say.
Real quick, you know what I'm seeing be this nice. Year at Black Friday? Because I was out doing Black Friday shopping. Is everyone waits 2 days in the line, right? But there are the sneaky people just hide in the parking lot. As soon as the door opens, they just all run in.
Yeah. Were they Asian?
Everybody. Get there 5 minutes beforehand.
Anyway, Elliot, thanks for that. I was just kidding about the Asian thing. Anyway, we're going to...
So wait a minute. Now, in Missouri and Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, cannabis is not legal there, right?
That's why
they need to chill out.
They need to chill. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with our fabulous guests and more Hot Pot topics.
So come on and jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check.
Yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your Alpine soda 460. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya, punk motherfucker. Here I let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no fucking.
fucking motion picture. A guy or bitch, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check.
So come on and chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Chickity check.
Cuban and they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kinda trifle, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty, pow. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they folding bank, but steady talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your smoke. You're gone, used to be the dumb one. Now your name is just Twine. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggy check.
Pump.
Yeah. Jiggy check.
Yeah.
Yo, you're the niggas again. But yo, y'all need to check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cause niggas is definitely falling off. Word is born. Word is born.
If you're foul, you better run a make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey 8 slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the claps. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch, it's a Miami hurricane hit. Sprung, niggas for her lips and lungs. Nappy duck out, get the fuck out. Cause women like you gets no respect. Bitch, you better run a check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Jiggy check.
Bump.
Yeah. Jiggy check.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So take it and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
Cause the lynch mob is bad for your health. 9 Trey. Remix. Old school tip. Yeah. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. And it's Patty Cakes, and I'm here with my buds. Elliot's here. He's having a, I made some brownies, real brownies, not cannabis brownies. And I put
this delectable frosting. It's
a buttercream cheese.
Only Patty
Cakes. I'm getting ready for holiday, so I'm, you know, cleaning up my act. And we have two fabulous guests. I lost my
cheat sheet.
Jay Hunter of Green Cure Capital and Glenn Castle, 7 Points Management. Okay, we're going to talk with Glenn because we left off. What were we talking about when we left off? Do you remember, Steve? What was I talking about? We're going to come back? Come on.
Shootings in the
Alabama. Talking about chilling out in Alabama,
right. Yeah, people are killing each other over.
We're going to talk about Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Okay. I saw, I don't know whether it was on the internet or what, but this big fat asshole with a rifle holding up either a giraffe or a zebra or some exotic animal, and that's what he does. So do not go to Jimmy John's to eat, to do anything, I say, stay away from Jimmy John's. Did you see, have you pulled anything up?
Well, I went to their menu because I was telling everybody just while we were on break, I've never actually ever eaten at Jimmy John's before. I don't even know what they have. It looks like a Subway sandwich place to me. You know what? That's so funny because also on break, I said, where the hell did Quiznos go?
Well, you know.
Remember the place called Quiznos?
I don't know.
They're all over the place. Yep. I just Googled it.
Okay, here's Jimmy John. Jimmy John's owner, founder, and chairman, Jimmy John. Anybody that has two fucking names that are the same, I don't want to talk to. I'm sorry.
Two first names.
Two first names. That tells me you're not somebody I want to know. I'm sorry. But I saw a picture of him, and I was appalled because he hunts for... I'm trying to find out where I saw this. I mean, he's a philanthropist. Yeah, right. Okay, no. I've got to search. Somebody has to search Jimmy John.
I'm looking at the Google images right now.
Because I went by the restaurant today, and I said no. Because I had just seen that image on Facebook or somewhere with, here it is, the owner of Jimmy John's restaurant. And I just wanted to die.
You know what he looks like to me? He looks just like Ralphie May.
Ralphie May.
He looks just like Ralphie May.
Right. So what did you find out about?
Nothing. I'm still Googling the images.
Well, we don't want the images. We want. Well, yeah.
What did he do though?
He shoots exotic animals.
Like he goes to Africa, like that dance guy from Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he does. Anyway,
he'll close down for a couple weeks because that's what they did in Ohio. They ran that guy out of his own dental clinic for like 2 months.
What happened to him?
He's back.
He's back practicing dentistry.
Yeah, seriously.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He shot that lion, mm-hmm. Cecil.
And we can't talk about that. Anyhow,
they took him to court for days. And
he was an asshole. He should have died.
They said, you know what? We can't prove that you knew it was Cecil.
You know what?
Verdict.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to get started. Glenn, tell me what Seven Points Management is. Exactly what you do.
Okay. First off, thanks for having me here, Patty.
Don't thank me yet. You may hate me before you leave. No, I'm just teasing.
Nobody could hate you. Seven Points Management.
I do hate you because you didn't bring me that vape. Go ahead.
Okay, that will be corrected.
You're forgiven.
Okay, yeah, where's mine? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Seven Points Management, we're a services company, and we provide services from seed to sale for our customers. Our core competency is actually filling cartridges and disposables for people. This year we'll finish with filling a little under 2 million cartridges.
Oh my God.
And that's just one machine. We've got two more machines coming online.
Okay, so are these all California?
This is all California.
Wow.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. And we're doing everything on one shift in Southern California right now. We will be opening up a second location in Hayward, California.
Where's that?
It's north of Oakland.
Why don't you get closer to here?
Well, we've got one in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I know, but see, when you live in Orange County, we don't even think of Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, we're working on moving our LA facility to Costa Mesa.
If we
can finalize that. We're working on a site.
What about Huntington Beach?
Is it illegal? You can't do anything cannabis in Huntington Beach.
I hate them. Okay.
I do too.
I hate the.
I love the beach, but I hate the people.
Well, you know what? Because they're not thinking of the constituents.
No.
They're only thinking, I don't know what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh, if I vote for this, then they're not going to vote for me. You know, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. So we'll help people if they want us to source product for them. We've got arrangements with several organic farms up in Northern California so we can get them product. We work with an extraction lab, BAS Research, in Northern California. So they'll do the extraction. We'll get everything tested, get the oil down to Southern California.
Wow.
We can source the hardware for people. I came from the e-cig industry. Electronic cigarette industry or vaping industry.
Oh, okay, okay.
Was in that for 7 years, so I've been to China many times, know the manufacturers, so we can source the proper hardware for people. We can actually do the graphic design for their packaging.
Do you do everything?
We do. We work with a local packager here in Los Angeles, a printer. So we can get all the packaging done here in the U.S. Then we'll do the filling for the cartridges or disposables, pack it out for our customers. And we even have a partnership with a distribution company, 707 Distribution. And they could sell it for people because they work with about 200 licensed dispensaries.
Wow.
Or if somebody just needs one of those services, like they need us to do filling for them only, that's something we could do, or filling and pack out. We have customers that have different needs.
Now,
why don't you do direct distribution for yourself? If I heard it correctly, you have
a distribution partner, right? Okay. Yeah. I mean, we try and stay in our lane.
Gotcha.
That's why we have relationships with farmers, and we don't grow it ourselves.
Right.
If I tried doing that, it would be a disaster.
Yeah, you have to stick to what you know best. I mean, you can't do it all.
No.
And do it all good.
No.
But at the same time.
But if you have the right strategic partnerships with partners that you trust, that do things the right way, it allows us to properly service our customers.
Now, how long have you been in this business? It's cannabis.
Cannabis, I started actually 3 years ago when I got out of the electronic cigarette industry. I was hired by a publicly traded company to be a consultant for them to help them with their hardware. And did that for a while. Then their sister company, VitaSig, I actually was CEO of for a short period of time, then got back into the cannabis world 100%. And it has been one heck of a learning experience.
And, it's interesting because Jay is going to talk about that a little bit later. That, you know, since we've spoken, I think it was a year, Jay and I spoke a year ago, he said, wow, what he's learned in a year. I mean, it's a bumpy ride sometimes, but what do you find the most interesting about this experience? Different from being in a mainstream product?
Very good question. One thing that I've noticed is this industry is extremely similar to the vaping or electronic cigarette industry. Where the cannabis industry is today is where the vaping industry was like 5 years ago.
True, that's true.
You have a lot of first people who are first-time business owners.
That's true.
And in spite of themselves, maybe they've got a good location and they're making a lot of money, but they aren't doing everything right. And they become very complacent. And, you know, now that we've got these new laws coming up, people are going to have to change their ways. And they're either going to have to be compliant or they're going to have to get out.
Yeah. And I think that, well, we'll see how that happens in January. And I don't know how I feel. Elliot, how do you feel about January?
I don't even care because they extended it.
Oh, what do you mean?
They said we can't figure it out.
So. Hello?
I'm just saying. That's why I don't care about January anymore.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of idiots.
It's too big. They can't figure out the money.
You
have too many lawyers involved.
Oh.
They can't say everyone's shut down and you can't get cannabis from nowhere.
Okay. So now let the mayhem begin for the cannabis industry. And that's what we're going to see. Because people are going to get so sick and tired of listening to the bullshit. And all they want to do is make a living, sell their products, and help people.
Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, this industry, the black market, it was a pretty simple industry. And in many ways, it was working. But, you know, now with all the layers.
Can I debate you on one thing?
Sure.
I don't think it's the black market. There's patients like me.
Oh, no. I'm saying the black market was, for the most part, working. The medical part, for the most part, was working. But now when you've got recreational pass and the state wants their 15% and all the cities want their 6%.
It's so stupid. Right. All they should do is deschedule it, and have pot shops and have medical, whatever you want to do.
People keep saying that you can still stay medical.
I don't understand. I don't know what the difference is.
For example, you won't pay an extra tax.
You're not getting different pot.
Or in 420 Central, you'll have this side of the building is for your medical patient. They already announced it. And this side of the building is for your recreational.
But it's the same pot.
Get a rec card.
It's the same pot. You're paying different prices.
Hey,
in most cases, yes. Yeah.
And is that? I don't understand that. I think it's real stupid, but I thought prohibition was stupid from the very beginning. I mean, it's just beyond stupid that this plant that it's the safest thing that you can put in your mouth can't hurt you, and look what they've done. I can't believe that they haven't done their due diligence.
Totally agree.
So, what else do you want to say about? I mean, what advice would you give somebody starting? I mean, it's overwhelming.
How many different products do you guys have access to? Because I'm looking at the pictures. Okay, you do the filling in the cartridges, but like this, what is that?
Okay, that's a sampler. It's maybe
in the mic
half ounce, I believe.
Okay,
and that's actually from a farm called Spire Ridge. So that's sold at dispensaries. They've got a little sampler pack where they've
Look
got four different kinds.
Filling. I like that.
Yeah. Are these tinctures?
Wow.
That's like a 24-hour energy drink that we
like
do
a
the filling.
Sativa shot. Okay,
got it. Yeah, sativa shot. With about 25 milligrams of THC. Something that we do for one of our customers.
Okay.
So we'll fill the 24-hour, we'll fill cartridges, we'll help people create brands, whatever they need.
So you're seed to sale. You're all, anybody that's just starting out or somebody that's been in the business, you could help either.
That is correct. And our customers range
What does that
from,
mean, you're seed to sale? I'm just being dumb.
Okay.
No, that's very good because people won't know.
Are people already putting cameras on the plants and the plant can't move?
Colorado? I was in Oregon recently and I saw how it's working up there. And, every single plant is tagged. And yes, there's cameras all over the place. Okay. And that's something that we're going to have down here as well.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to regulate it, you got to regulate it. I mean,
Side question. What happens if you're missing footage from the cameras?
Well, that tells me you're doing something wrong. Hello?
He's going to audit blacked that. Out for a while.
Yeah. He's going to go in there and audit it and be like, oh,
yeah, that was
you're
good,
missing
Jay.
20 minutes. You
right.
Know?
And 30 plants.
Is that like the guy who exposed himself and he told police, I was just airing out my penis?
You know what that expression
is.
If it's nice out, leave it out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And guess where he was?
In the wilderness.
Guess where he was?
Florida.
You're right. You're right. So, what advice do you have for the newbies out there?
What I'd tell them is do your homework, don't cut corners, and it always takes longer than you expect.
Yeah.
And it costs more.
And where do you see people cutting corners? In what part of this process do you see them
Taxes.
Doing that?
Well, right now you've got people that will go on Alibaba and buy whatever cart is the cheapest.
Whatever
cartridge is the cheapest.
Alibaba sells cartridges.
Hell yes.
Alibaba says everything.
I mean,
Wait a minute. How can they sell cartridges? They're in China.
Yep.
Yes.
Empty cartridges.
Just the empty cartridges.
Okay.
Yes. And I know people that have bought plastic cartridges from them. And
why aren't we making them?
It costs us too much here to make them.
Why? They can make them.
Well, when you pay...
I hate hearing that.
Well, I hate
when
to say
people
it, but,
say
but
that.
The big difference is it's $1.20 an hour labor versus, $12 an hour here.
And as bad as I don't want to admit it, if I were a business owner, I would get my stuff from China too. It's no. too well, damn expensive.
I get my bags from China because China is the only place I could get my hemp tote bags. And until we start making them here, I still have to get them in China.
Yeah.
Now, have you tried to source people
$3 here? More a bag to have them made in the United States.
There it is, right there.
And yeah. people wouldn't buy them.
You know what's sad is made yeah. in the USA means something to some people, but for the majority, it's all about the price.
I know, but see, I like quality shit. Mm-hmm. I love things made well. And you get what you pay for. Everything you buy in China falls apart.
I got a question, though. Is everything like that? Like, okay, let's play an analogy. You can buy like a Mazda 323 in China, right? Or you can buy a Ferrari or Maserati in China.
Yeah, but it's the brand. It's about the brand. It's about that brand. They're making it there because the labor's cheap. Exactly. It doesn't mean the Chinese people are making it in China. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the brand. They have a good name. I don't know. We started it. It is what it is. I don't know.
So I have a question. This goes against what Trump administration. He wants all the jobs brought back here, everything made here.
As they should.
Does anybody know of the ancillary products in the cannabis space, how many are made overseas? Is it most of it? Or?
Well, when it comes to all the batteries, everything, it's 100% China.
So China.
When it comes to anything the cartridges.
Like that.
China.
Yeah. Packaging, like all the packaging and all that?
Most packaging is done in China.
Yeah, your plastic, zipper little baggies.
Yeah. I'm fortunate to have a connection here in Southern California.
In Los Angeles on 3rd Street?
No.
Sorry. I
think I just threw up in my mouth.
Wait a minute. Did I miss something?
What's 3rd Street?
Let's go to 3rd Street tomorrow.
It's like the downtown outlet in like downtown LA where I can get all this stuff.
It's the Alibaba of crap.
Yeah. Okay. It's the shit shops. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. Oh my God.
Like if you have a pipe shop over here and you need to go buy for your store, you go to downtown LA and you go to the wholesale place and you take it back and sell it for double at your shop.
Right.
But it's all from China too.
Yep. But no, you can get some packaging done here in the U.S. And if you're fortunate to work with the right printer, you could actually be very competitive with China. When I had my e-cig company, we did a lot of electronic cigarettes for Swisher International.
Oh, okay.
And we had all of our packaging done here in the U.S., and it was competitive with China.
Okay, but, so what the hell?
But we were buying in millions, too.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to come back. Okay. We're going to talk with Glenn and Jeff, and we're going to come back with more Hot Pot Topics.
Stop.
Hey, welcome back. We're all appalled right now. I finally pulled up Jimmy John. I am so appalled. If you get a chance, pull him up on your computers. Here he is holding,
with dead jaguar.
Leopard. Aww. It's leopard. And this one with
it's an elephant.
78.
Yeah, look at the tusks on that.
Look at the tusks. Oh my God. I don't know.
Patty's still in shock to our listeners. What's going on is we encountered some photos of the owner from Jimmy John's Subway place. He goes on these African trips or wherever he goes to kill
these exotic
animals.
And he shoots these beautiful animals.
And if you just Google Jimmy John kills animals and put Google images, you'll see for yourself. It's pretty bad.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyhow, because we talked about that earlier and we didn't pull it up and... You know, you can pull it up. There's a bunch of them. I mean, these aren't the only two pictures.
He's next to a brown bear.
He's had some serious insecurity problems.
Yeah, I mean, but look at him.
That's sad.
I hope somebody gets him with a fucking bow and arrow or something and gets his fat ass and hangs it on their wall. I'm so pissed. Yeah,
that's just bad.
That's disgusting. So do not take your family, your dog, anybody to Jimmy John's, whatever it's called. You'll see them. I just start seeing them all over here. I'm going to make sure that they're gone. Anyway.
Oh, my. This fool spent $350,000 to go kill one black rhino.
Oh, my God.
So, please, listeners.
Do not eat his burgers.
You can go eat whatever you want over there, but, I mean.
Maybe he's using that meat in his food.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
Sad.
Okay, so we're done with Jimmy John. We're going to talk to Jay Hunter.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm Jay Hunter. Thank you, Patty, for having me on the show.
Jay looks like he just got off the plane from Connecticut.
I've never even been there.
You look like Connecticut.
Maybe.
He has a Connecticut haircut. He has a tan. He has a little a striped shirt on, and he doesn't have the khaki pants. They wear khaki there. Go ahead.
I'm from South Orange County. I spent 25 plus years in commercial real estate, asset management, structured finance, banking. Asset management.
I'm sorry.
There's some ass management on the side. So
that pays better.
Hey.
Sorry.
Long story short, I started looking at the cannabis industry last year with Prop 64. And then I was looking at a demographic study of all the aging baby boomers and what's going to tailor to their needs. And then all you hear about in the Trump administration is the opioid epidemic and the heroin and everybody that's on all these different kinds of prescription medications, Xanax and you know, various things, one pill to help another pill. And then I started looking at the benefits of cannabis and started studying it. So I took all of my business acumen and started a company called Green Cure Capital earlier this year. And our main focus is business management, consulting. I have an extensive real estate background. I can help with real estate and finance, helping people with finance. And the other thing that we're working on right now is we're in the midst of putting together a series of funds. The first one's going to be $30 million mortgage fund that's tailored to strictly to the cannabis users. And this will be a fund that's crafted around the need, because more people need debt to drive the yields on their equity. And in surveying the people out there, everybody thinks it's a great idea, and we won't be able to get the money out fast enough. So we're working hard put that together. And the other people on my team, we all have advanced business degrees. We don't touch the plant. We're strictly on the business side, because we're seeing a lot of need for, there's a lot of great people in this industry, and we love meeting them all, but everybody needs to stick to their craft. And if it's growing, you stick to growing,
right?
And so
do what you do best.
So we're out there, we're not out there to get rich quick. We're out there building a company and building relationships, because I don't care what business you're in, people do business with people they like and they trust. And it's a very simple model.
Right. And there's a lot of snakes and scammers. And
you know what I like best about that? He's not trying to get rich quick. Because you know what I heard when he said that? Because I'm trying to get wealthy.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
I fucking love it.
And that's when it goes back to your question, Patty. Patty asked Lynn, like, what would you give advice to people? Everybody thinks they can just come into this business. Oh, you look at
it's real easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. And you look at the charts. Yeah. And it reminds me of the dot-com era in the 90s. And then you look at the graph. And that's one thing, you know, besides the demographics. And I'm looking at the charts. And, you know, I started studying it. And I'm an analytical. And I like to look at all the stuff. And I'm thinking, there's an opportunity here. And what I do like about this business, not only am I meeting really great people, but the fact is that it's still federally legal and there's no banking, keeps the barriers to entry high. Because what happens is all the people that have old school, that have, we joke about it like dog years, 1 year in cannabis is equal to 7 years. And any other, you know, this business.
Are you saying we're like dogs?
Yeah, we're like dogs, you know? So somebody's been in this business for 3 years, that's really 21 years.
Yeah.
And so.
I hate to say how long it's been for me.
Everybody's new. California.
I'd be dead if you count it like that.
7 years.
The rules aren't even written in California. So how do you. There's a moving target.
Right, exactly. And like we said, it won't be ready by January.
So. What are they going to do? Okay, what do people do with their money?
Where they just I say, you listen. And I said this to Jay. Hold on.
Millions of dollars. Why can't they? Where do you put it?
Why can't they open a bank? My friend in Pittsburgh owned a bank. They had a bank they owned. So
there's
why
other
can't
banks.
You
they
own
just don't cost
a,
the
get
same.
A bank?
I mean, with
they're
the
just high risk.
With the fires up north in Sonoma, there were several farms that were totally burned, and some of these farmers had money buried in the ground, and it became ash. So they lost millions of dollars.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear that.
And there's no insurance.
Oh,
either.
My
there's,
God.
There's no insurance on anything.
Yeah, so see.
Their crops are gone. Their money's gone.
You can only get so many safety deposit boxes, too.
Right.
Well, people, I mean, they're building a lot of these facilities have their own vaults. Like
right.
Distribute, like
exactly.
The grow facility.
Well, I was somewhere where they had their own vault. And fire wasn't going to store it and nobody was going to steal it. Okay. So I think if you're a smart person and you're in this business, you really have to think outside the box and say, how am I going to protect my money? Where am I going to put it? You build a vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think to your point, the bank, what's going to happen is, and my prediction is, it's hard to take, you know, whether it's $1 billion in taxes, I don't know, the number's moving all around, but when you get shrink wrap pallets of cash, you usually that comes with people with machine guns shooting people. And so then what's going to happen?
Yeah, but we're not in like Mexico.
Yeah, but I think it can be, you don't know what's going to happen.
You can hire security guards. You get a fucking armor. When you're making that much money and you're not smart enough to protect it, I don't feel sorry for you. I'm sorry.
Well, what I hope that there are no issues, because I don't think there's really been too many in Denver. But what's going to happen is the Fed's going to come down on us and say, hey, it's causing violent crime. And that's not the point. The point is, let us have a bank, you know, and that's the solution.
But you know what? What's his face that gave all the money? Elliot, do you remember who he was? Sean, or what was his name? That's what how California won Prop 64. They put a lot of money, millions and millions and millions.
Sean Parker?
Sean Parker. Get a bank now. Open a fucking bank. If my friend
he
in
ain't
Pittsburgh.
The federal government. He is not the federal government. He's not going
to
be like.
The banks
you
aren't
need to go
a federal.
Laws.
Wait a minute.
They're not going to federally insure his motherfucking ass neither.
No.
So then what?
You mean
what's
I
he
can't
say
open
when he loses
wait a
those
minute.
People's money?
They're if I want to go and open a bank, they wouldn't let me?
They're going to say, who are you?
How did my friend open a bank?
Probably through the state.
He had a bank. Their whole family was in the banking business for years. We put all our pot in their bank. This was in the 70s.
Wow.
Hello.
Whoever can come up with the solution quickly is going to be a hero, because nobody can seem to come up with the solution. It's in the news every day. There's it's on radio. It's on the papers. Like, the California's coming, you know, recreation's coming next year. We don't have a banking solution.
Well, I'm sure that Las Vegas figured it out, because there are lots. They're working faster and smarter than we are.
Yeah, well, they have all the gaming money there too. I don't know how what they do with that. You know, well, that's a lot of cash moving around there.
They know how to do it.
Well, maybe. One of the things that at the Marijuana Business Conference a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you were just in Vegas.
I was just there. Yeah, and there were a lot of booths that were involved with security.
Exactly.
The vaults. You see those vaults?
Well, not only vaults, but they were even selling dogs.
They had the dog dogs. Training. $30,000.
$30,000 to guard your farm. Yep.
I'd get three.
And this dog was trained in German. Yes. One command. And
in German?
Oh, yeah, he was trained in
German. How about if you don't know German?
You're screwed.
But it was awesome. And he just gave one command, and that dog would rip your arm right off.
So what else did you see there that was interesting and different? Anything else?
Yeah, there was a lot of sea of sameness there. You had quite a few companies that were selling the hardware and the batteries, and for the most part, they all looked alike. You had packaging companies, you know, now that...
Well, I wanted to talk about this.
Okay.
This was great. I love this. Glenn brought this in, and it's the heater.
Yeah, the heater is a battery. It's a 1,000-mile battery, but it's some of the unique features of it. It basically fits in the palm of your hand. It's got a soft touch. And what's really nice is the cartridge actually slides into the battery.
It's magnetic. You don't have to do one thing to it except press the button.
That's all.
And how long does it last?
If you're a heavy user, it would probably last close to a week and a half to two weeks between charges.
It'll last you 2 days. 2 days. I have a very high tolerance.
Steve said... Steve said it would last them 2 days, okay? Anyway.
We like customers like you.
I bet you do. But I love it because it fits. I mean, it's very cute. It's very easy. And hopefully I'll be getting a free one soon. And I'll let you know.
And you do get a nice rip from it because the cartridge has a top airflow adjustment.
Okay. This is called the heater, but this is called Boss Man.
Boss Man is a brand.
Okay.
And the heater is a name for the battery, and the cartridge, which will be made by Boss Man as well.
Okay.
That's going to be called the tank.
The packaging is fabulous, but very expensive. That's a part of why things are expensive. I mean, I love it. I think it's great. It's a cute little plastic box, but
how much does it retail for?
I did packaging, so I know what it costs.
How much does that retail for? Set up in the box, everything.
Well, the heater will retail for $40, and the tank with 1 gram, and it is pesticide-free, all tested, about 84% THC, that will retail for $60 for a gram. So it's really top shelf.
How are they selling?
Customer,
they still new?
It's actually going to be launched in about 2 weeks.
Okay. It's beautiful. I love it. It's just so cute. I mean, I think it's perfect for a woman.
Well, we'll be coming
it's
out
like
with,
a cigarette lighter. Yeah. It looks like a cigarette lighter. Yeah. A nice, look at this, like cigarette lighter. And this is something that you can transport and people wouldn't really question.
Correct. Because the oil's not in your face and there is a little window so you can see the oil.
It's great. It's really, really,
Yep. And that customer's also going to be coming out with another line called Boss Lady. So it's going to be pink and
okay, I want a Boss Lady.
So women can't use that one.
Women can use that one. It goes both ways.
That's what we like. We like when it goes both ways.
So it's unisex.
It's unisex.
Uni.
Very cool. Wow. Nice product. I like it. I do like it. So that'll be $200 for that ad.
I thought a free sample would cover that, but okay. Boy, you're tough.
Okay, okay. Hey, how do people get you and you?
This is Jay. I have a website, greencurecapital.com, and I'm also I connected to about 2,000 C-level
thought leader, cannabis industry professionals on LinkedIn. I'm posting some articles on just various things. And another thing Patty and I were talking about earlier is one key thing in this industry that people need to focus on is education. And there's a lot to learn. I'm learning every single day. And anybody says it's, they're a know-it-all, they're not. Stay away from them. And it's a changing environment. The rules aren't even written in California. So you just have to build relationships with key people, and that's it. And just do what's right. And that's what we're doing. And we're having great meetings with good people and building the right relationships, because we're looking at this thing from 30,000 feet. We're not trying to, as I said earlier, make a quick buck.
Thank you. That was great. I just got marijuana in casinos. Nevada gaming policy is going to be reviewed. I believe 2018 that when I go back to Vegas, I'll be smoking a joint in the Red Rock Casino.
That'll be awesome.
I vape. I mean, I go there. I vaped in the emergency room at the hospital. Right. That's what's good about vaping. You know, if you know, when you have to be in the emergency room like for 8 hours with somebody waiting for them, what do?
Vape.
You vape. You can't smell it. Nobody knows. I mean, hello. And then when I had to, anyway, I like this. I have to say this. Florida man tried to break into a car filled with cops.
Was he drunk?
They have a surveillance video. 49-year-old Stephen Titlin, going from car to car alongside a residential block in Tampa. He, you know, tried to open, you know how they go up and down the street trying to get in, and there's always some moron that forgot to lock their car. Anyway, he had more success when he found an unlocked door. The vehicle, however, was not empty. It was an unmarked sheriff's office vehicle and was occupied with several members of the sheriff's office strategic targeted area response team. Why is that so long? I hope these guys do good work, because their names are very... Sheriff Office's Strategic Targeted Area Response Team. Anyway, wow. So what an idiot.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mensa winner.
McDonald. I mean, it was Florida. Florida. And
Tampa,
and,
if you were curious.
Yeah. There's going to be a weed supper club in, we're going to end in the Windy City.
Oh,
Chicago?
Yes.
A weed Wendy's, supper club?
The supper club, cheekily dubbed Windy City High, is an offshoot of California-based brand Herbal Notes, which I never even heard of. But anyhow, they're going to do a weed supper club. So, you know, as the more I know about it, I will tell you guys about it, because it sounds fun. $125 a ticket, dancing, I don't know, drinks, take-home bag of edibles. It's going to be fabulous. Let's start our own. Hey, it's been great.
They better stretchers there so you can wheel the people out who can't hang.
The people.
You're going to have that one person who can't hang, and they just like call the ambulance.
Tow truck.
Yep.
All that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jay.
It was a pleasure.
Glenn.
Thank you so much,
Pat. Does anything else? We got to go. I mean, we've had a fabulous time. It's been fun. Thank you guys for stopping by. Elliot, it's great to see you. We'll be back next week. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.